former Senator Ted Stevens' conviction on charges of concealing gifts has been thrown out and the indictment against him dismissed. The judge who oversaw his trial last fall is ordering a criminal investigation into prosecutors who bungled the case. Alaska's former senator made few comments as he left the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., where he was convicted of lying on financial disclosure forms last fall. He was accompanied out of the courthouse this morning by his wife and three daughters, as well as friends and former Senate staffers. Stevens swept past most microphones, but had a simple message for Alaskans.
Now, tell them all I'm going to enjoy this wonderful day, that's all.
Stevens said if he was his enthusiastic former colleague, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, he would say hallelujah. Then he got into a van with his family and lawyers and left. APRN's Libby Casey covered the Stevens trial and was in the courtroom this morning. Hi, Libby.
Good evening, Lori.
Libby, what was it like inside the courtroom, and did Stevens address the court?
Well, this is the same courtroom where Stevens sat on trial day after day last fall. It's where a jury declared him guilty and where probably some of his worst moments in life have occurred. But today, it was a very different picture. He stood before the court, not as a defendant, but sort of on his own terms, facing the judge. And he addressed the court in a way reminiscent of his role in the Senate, with a booming, confident voice. It was a contrast to how he looked, which was honestly a bit tired and weary. But he was forceful when he said thank you to the judge, his own lawyers, and the new prosecution team that's been uncovering evidence in the case. He also thanked his loyal friends and staffers and Alaskans and said wherever he's gone in the state, people say, I'm praying for you, Ted. Stevens said today's proceedings have restored his faith in the justice system, but he did say that the prosecutors who botched the case will never really know the consequences to him and that the damage can never be reversed. After the judge ruled that the guilty verdict would be thrown out, Stevens went to his family, and his daughters were crying. It was very emotional, and Stevens made the rounds giving hugs and shaking hands. He even went over to the Justice Department table and shook the hand of the new lead prosecutor, who's trying to straighten out the problems at the Justice Department. You know, the former senator had 13 lawyers there with him, which is, you know, a huge number of lawyers to be working on your case compared to the Justice Department's three. So his side of the house was pretty full of happy people.
What did Judge Emmett Sullivan say about the situation today? He's had ongoing concerns about prosecutors failing to turn over evidence and information.
Well, he said the case has had some shocking and disturbing moments and said in his nearly 25 years on the bench, he's always told defendants they'll receive a fair trial, but that didn't happen this time. Sullivan said he's never seen anything approaching the mishandling and misconduct in the case, and he rehashed all the instances of oversight or problems by prosecutors, some of which were blamed on mistakes or just inadvertent errors, and sometimes the prosecutor said the information wasn't relevant. But when you heard them stacked up one after the other, it was quite powerful. And the judge even quoted himself from an admonition he gave early in the trial when he said, justice shouldn't depend on a lucky day or having a really good lawyer or an FBI whistleblower. It should be done fairly and in accord with the Constitution, and the judge does not believe that happened here.
Judge Sullivan appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the government attorneys involved in the case. How significant is that?
It's very significant. This is highly unusual. The Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility is doing an internal investigation, but Sullivan says so far they've been mute on what they found, and months have gone by since the first problem surfaced. So he wants a public reckoning, and he's asked an independent Washington attorney named Henry Schulke to investigate six prosecutors. Some are based in Washington, but some are also based in Anchorage.
So what happens from here?
Ted Stevens has said that this cloud that he refers to hanging over his head has been lifted. He did say in court today that he'd like to, once the dust clears, actually help change the laws to make sure future defendants don't have the same problems he does. He has a mountain of legal bills that he needs to deal with. Now, besides the special prosecutor who's looking into what happened at the Justice Department, there are some other loose ends to tie up. But the next big question is, what implications does this have for other investigations into the Alaska political corruption? These prosecutors who are now going to be investigated are at the center of that. And there are some people who are being investigated. We don't know how it will affect them. We did see Don Young's lawyer, Congressman Young's lawyer, sitting in the courtroom. He was in the press section, actually, watching the proceedings. So I'm sure he had an active interest into how this all goes.
All right, Libby, thank you for that update.
Thank you, Lori.
APRN's Washington correspondent, Libby Casey.